This is Jay Sekulow. Last week we talked about voting booths being objected to because they're in a church. Now a graduation ceremony becomes off limit because it might take place in a church facility.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Broadcast, everybody. Your phone lines are open for you. 800-684-3110 is the number. Got a lot of things we want to talk about today. You know, last week on the broadcast, we talked about the situation where there was an objection, lawsuits actually filed, in Florida because an individual voter, backed by a group like the ACLU, in fact, an ACLU group, filed a lawsuit saying that the fact that he had to go to a church facility to vote violated his right of conscience. Now, of course, as we talked about, the fact is that the facility was utilized, church facilities, synagogues are utilized across the United States, primarily because they're easily accessible, both as far as location and as far as handicap access. And that's why church facilities are utilized and synagogues are utilized as voting booths. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut now saying that a church cannot be the appropriate venue for a high school graduation. This is the class of 2007. It's the Enrico Fermi High School, class of 2007. It's in Enfield, Connecticut. The organizers are running out of room. It's just plain and simple. There's more graduates than can be handled in the small classrooms and facilities that are available in the community. They then approached a church, offered its facilities, First Cathedral Church, said, we've got plenty of room. We'll be happy to have it here. The ACLU is saying that that would be the wrong venue, inappropriate, because people would have to go to a church. Now, they're actually saying the facilities, because there are churches, are off limits. This part of the growing hostility you see by the ACLU on religious liberty. And, of course, as I mentioned, now with that Freedom From Religion Foundation case up at the Supreme Court of the United States, there is a lot going on regarding utilization of school facilities, utilization of whether it's a voting booth situation or just religious expression generally. In this case at the Supreme Court of the United States, the Freedom From Religion Foundation case is going to be a landmark precedent. Our brief due in that case, by the way, January 4th. So we're working on that literally as we speak, getting that ready to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. Can knock out a lot of these lawsuits that are based on someone, quote, just being offended. And the First Amendment tolerates people being offended, and the idea that you don't like it doesn't mean you can censor it, a particular message for everyone else. Also, a very interesting development. You know, we're representing, we've gotten involved in over 50 situations for military men and women that have died in service to our country, and that group from Kansas continues to protest at those funerals. Well, a church, that church, so-called church, the Westboro Baptist Church is what they go by, has been ordered to pay $3,150 for costs and fees associated with a lawsuit that's been filed, this time in Pennsylvania, and they're being required to pay those fees because they're refusing to accept service. And again, that now is in federal court. We filed a brief in another one of these cases, and the good news is we're getting these situations most of the time getting it resolved. I'm going to go to the phones very quickly, try to get one question before the break. Let's go to Barbara, who's calling on line two from Washington State. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
I'm a flight attendant for a major airline, and I've had a situation recently where some passengers were watching a porno movie on a DVD player. And so I guess I want to know what my rights are in this situation, because I don't want to watch it, and I also don't want to get in trouble.
Now, Barbara, it's a good question. Number one, you need to go to your human resources officer immediately and find out what the policy are. Most airlines have a policy that does not allow pornography or obscenity to be shown on an airplane, even in a private DVD player, because other people can see it, including minors. And they don't want to be contributing to the delinquency of a minor, which is precisely what the issue would be there. So there's probably human resources regulations already in place, but you shouldn't have, no one should be allowed to show pornography on a DVD player, and that should be handled appropriately. With personal DVD players becoming more prevalent, this is going to present more of an issue. But again, since there's minors on airplanes, you certainly should not be showing obscenity, or pornography should not be allowed to be shown. And I'm sure there is a department, a Human Resources Department regulation on that. So go to your HR representative and get it resolved that way. But you're in great shape legally there, and that shouldn't be played. Hey, folks, as we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones. We want you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. The phone number to become a member of the ACLJ, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online there.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. The second grade class assignment was simple. Bring a book from home that represents your family's holiday traditions and share it with a class. But when 8-year-old Laura Greska began reading from her book about the birth of Jesus, she got a shocking reprimand from her teacher. Any book that mentioned the Christian origin of the holiday would not be allowed. Fortunately, the American Center for Law and Justice stepped in and won Laura's right to share the book of her choice, just like every other student in the class. In a misguided interpretation of the separation of church and state, school and government officials often violate the rights of people of faith, especially during the Christmas season. But it is constitutional for a student to read about Jesus in class, for a nativity scene to be displayed in a public park, and for school choirs to sing songs that mention God. If you need help because your religious rights have been violated during this Christmas season, call the American Center for Law and Justice at 1-800-296-4529.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about freedom, too. By the way, tomorrow in Washington, D.C., I'm heading up to our office in Washington later this afternoon. In Washington, D.C. tomorrow, there's a scheduled vote in the House of Representatives on a fetal pain bill. This, again, coming out of the testimony that we got in our partial birth abortion case trials in New York a couple of years ago. There is going to be a vote in the House on that tomorrow, so that's some big news as well. And there's already a lot of press coverage on that. That could well get through before the change of the House and the Senate.
Yeah, it's called the Unborn Child Pain Awareness Act. It was introduced by Congressman Chris Smith. He's from New Jersey. He's a Republican. It would require a two-thirds majority to pass, so it does have quite a bar to get the votes in the House on Wednesday. But, Dad, it's an interesting test because you've got a lot of newly elected Democrats who said they were pro-life. A lot of these new members, especially in the House, where this legislation will be voted on tomorrow, who said they are pro-life, that the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi and others, are not coming out in a statement on this because, Dad, there's an interesting rift within the pro-abortion community. On one side, you have Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Rights Federation coming out and saying that this is ridiculous, this is wrong, this is infringement on women's rights, the typical argument you hear from the pro-abortion side. But NARAL is not speaking up much on this issue because a study they released last year said that there could be pain felt by an unborn baby in the third trimester when this legislation would take effect. So you have an interesting
split,
really, because you've got the Democrats not coming out. Nancy Pelosi would usually come out against any kind of pro-life legislation, which is what she would call it. But again, here you don't have that because groups like NARAL are even admitting that this unborn baby may feel pain. And I think Chris Smith said, today's society must face the morally troubling challenge of how much pain an unborn child suffers when he or she is dismembered or poisoned by an abortionist. And does a woman have a right to know that her child is in pain capable and that an abortion will likely impose excruciating pain upon the baby? That was Chris Smith about the legislation. Listen, folks, it's going to be a tough vote, but it's an important test. It'll be interesting to see how the votes go, Dad, because of these newly elected Democrats. So important to watch. Even if it doesn't get the two-thirds vote, if this legislation gets a lot of support from these newly elected Democrats, it could show a telling shift within the Democratic Party.
And then when the Congress comes back in and all the new Democrats are put in, and a lot of these ran, as Jordan said, with pro-life convictions, and you've got this pro-life caucus maybe forming, it could be brought back up again. So there's a lot at play here. We'll give you live reports from that in Washington, D.C. Our phone lines are jammed at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls are coming in.
Rick's calling from Tennessee on line 5. Rick, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I have a problem with my school system, public school system.
Okay.
Here in it's actually Pleasant Hill,
all right,
Tennessee. They're saying that my children cannot wear anything to do with Christ or Christmas during the Christmas parade from the school.
Is this a public school?
Yes, sir.
And what grade are your children in?
Kindergarten and fourth grade.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, number one, the school district is absolutely incorrect. Now, when they say they can't wear anything with any kind of religious symbols on it, what are they saying? You can't, the kids are going to be, what, parading through the town or something or parading in the school?
Right, in a parade. Walking
and
in a parade.
Are they given a uniform to wear? Or what are they told they can wear?
Well, you can wear anything but anything.
You can wear anything but something with a religious statement on it?
Right.
Is that what they're saying? Okay. That's incorrect. I had a case at the Supreme Court of the United States just 2 years ago. The court was unanimous in reincorporating that students have the right to freedom of speech, that it doesn't surrender that right at the schoolhouse gate, and that includes the right of religious expression. So as long as there's not a dress code required that has a particular uniform or everybody's going to wear the same kind of, you know, white sweatshirt or something, then there's no reason that the students should be prohibited from wearing a message that talks about the true meaning of the Christmas season or any other kind of emblem that they might want to have. So the school district's absolutely wrong there. Rick, you hang on the line. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we're going to get you help. But, folks, this is exactly why we formed that special coalition that we've now received, by the way, close to 50,000 members of, to help on situations like Rick's in Tennessee on Christmas to make sure the rights are protected. But this is also the reason why you need to join with us. We need to stand up to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, stand up to the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Planned Parenthood, and NARAL. And we could do that by you joining with us. Become a card-carrying member of the American Center for Law and Justice. Call us at 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255. When you call our toll-free number, I'm going to send you a DVD called Defending Liberty. There's a book that goes with it. You'll get an ACLJ membership card, and you become part of our team. So again, you join with us today saying no to the ACLU and these other radical groups that are trying to remove every vestige of religious expression from public life. 877-989-2255. If you've had enough of this, then join with us again, 877-989-2255.
Back to the phones. If you want to speak with us, 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call. Henrietta is calling from New York on line 6. Henrietta, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Sure, good.
I'm a teacher in a public school system, and my principal called me down last week. There are a couple of people in the school, I guess, saw some of the things that I have in my classroom on my table. And it's not a desk, but I have some scripture in frames, some inspirational books, and some other scriptures. And she said, would I mind putting them somewhere else, like removing them from public view? And I just was wondering what I should do.
Let me ask you this, Henrietta. First of all, were there any student complaints? Did any students or parents come to you and say, we really don't like this material here?
No, not at all.
So this is some other teachers or some other staff that actually saw the material?
Yes.
I mean, because the irony of this is, I mean, this is here. You don't have a parental complaint. No one's complaining about anything. Teachers have personal items on their desk. And the difference is, as a teacher of the school, you're an agent of the state. But if it's just personal material of yours that's really out of student view, there shouldn't be any problem. Now, we've got to get the facts and details here, but it sounds like it could be an overreaction. On the other hand, and you need to know this, Henrietta, the court has been very clear when it comes to teacher expression of religion, it's very different. And even though it's just a Bible verse, that could be deemed, to be, if it's, state endorsed somehow, if it was in clear visibility of the students. But it doesn't sound like that's a situation. It sounds like in your personal workspace area. But let me do this. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ, and we'll get you some help right away. You hang on the line here. We'll get you some help. You know, folks, part of this is people react because groups like the ACLU, People for the American Way, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and now the Freedom From Religion Foundation having a case at the Supreme Court of the United States, which we'll be filing our briefs on that
just literally right after the first of the year. But these groups exist, and they intimidate school boards. That's why it's so critical for you to join with us between right now and Christmas. We want to add 10,000 members to the American Center for Law and Justice. It's simply a free phone call. You just say, I want to become a member of the ACLJ. There's no cost associated with it. We're going to send you our free material, including our DVD, Defending Liberty, our book, Defending Liberty. You'll get an ACLJ membership card, and you qualify for our member benefit program, which is just great. So great resources, great information. 877-989-2255 to become a member of the ACLJ. 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. If you want to call us, 1-800-684-3110 is the call-in number. Linda's calling from Indiana on line 4. Linda, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, thanks how are
for
you?
Your program.
Thanks.
I'm wonderful. I'm very blessed.
Great. How can we help you today?
Like I said, my only comment is, you know, I think that, you know, we're definitely in a spiritual warfare. And, you know, they don't want us to say Merry Christmas, but you hear people say the Lord's name in vain, and you don't hear anyone trying to stop that.
Well, you know, Jordan just pointed out something else, and I don't know, Linda, if you caught the beginning of the program, but we talked about the fact that the Supreme Court's taken this freedom from religion case at the Supreme Court, which I think is a good thing, by the way, because I think we're going to win it. It's a challenge on the faith-based initiative. But we did some research on the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and Jordan went through their store that they have online where you can order bumper stickers and T-shirts and whatnot, and every one of those T-shirts and bumper stickers had anti-Christian statements on it. There was no other religions discussed. It's really freedom from the Christian Religion Foundation, Jordan, the way that information that you've been able to uncover has been really set forth.
Yeah, I mean, the sweatshirt they're advertising right now on the front of their website is Happy Heathen. They've got another sweatshirt that they're advertising, Born Again Skeptic. And it's the same. That's a tax on Christianity. And when you're talking about the term born again, the Christian faith is the only faith that uses that terminology. And of course, Freedom from Religion Foundation, when you really look past the front of their website and look at what they're promoting, the quotes that they're promoting about how going to church is not important and prayers are something you can't rely on and things like that, this is an anti-Christian group. When you go past the nice front page of the website and go into the details, this is taking it way more than one step further, multiple steps further than any group like Americans United or the ACLU. And the fact that this group is not just for the separation of church and state, they are really anti-religious in all aspects, and especially targeting, from everything I see on their website, the Christian faith.
You know, folks, this is why at this time of year we decided yesterday to go ahead and start our membership drive. We want to add 10,000 members to the American Center for Law and Justice. I really need your help on this. We want to fight these groups like the ACLU and the Freedom from Religion Foundation. We're doing it because of friends like you. We need you to join with us and become a member of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice. I want to add 10,000 new members between now and the end of the year. Call my toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 877-989-2255. Tell the operator I want to join the American Center for Law and Justice. We're going to send you our DVD, Defending Liberty. We're also going to send you our book, Defending Liberty, and you'll get an ACLJ membership card. Back with your calls in
when
just
you
a moment.
Choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10. Absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Just got word during the break that the fetal pain bill is definitely going to be coming up to the House of Representatives for a vote tomorrow. That's going to be a major vote. And there's some real thought that this could get through. So we're cautiously optimistic. Caution is the word. But we're going to give you a live report from Washington, D.C. tomorrow on that very issue. So stay tuned. We'll have updates. I just asked Drew Ryan from our government affairs office to post something on our website under our Washington report. We'll also get it on the front page of our website as well under our ACLJ in the News section as a resource. We'll get some information to you on this important legislation that may well get through tomorrow. So we'll let you know. That could be a major, major breakthrough. We're getting a lot of phone calls again. We're taking your calls from around the country at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Ray's calling from North Carolina on line one. Ray, welcome to JSecure Live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Ray.
Yes, I have an observation, and then I got a question.
Okay.
My observation is I overheard a lawyer, civil liberties lawyer on the Hannity program, commenting why they went after the Tennessee case with the nativity, the way in a manger.
Right.
He said he doesn't want the government teaching religion or the schools teaching religion. But my question is, in California, there's teachers indoctrinating children into Islam.
Yeah, and in fact, not just indoctrinating. The students have to participate in Islamic worship service. They participate in Islamic prayers. They wear Islamic garb, and they also take on an Islamic name, Muslim name. That's part of, and that the courts have said is constitutional and fine. So this idea that you can't have a student sing Away in the Manger, and by the way, that case in Tennessee is a case that we're defending school officials in that case in federal court at the American Center for Law and Justice. So we're right in the middle of that case. And they don't want the true nature and discussion of what the Christmas season is about. Not in a proselytizing or evangelizing way. They don't even want the facts of it known. They said, quote, they don't want the Christian perspective of the Christmas holiday discussed. That was in the ACLU's lawsuit and their complaint in federal court. So it gives you the nature of what this is. Folks, this is exactly why you need to join with us and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. I've got a goal of 10,000 new members from all 50 states between now and the end of the year, and I really need your help on this. 877-989-2255 to join the American Center for Law and Justice. I'm going to send you our DVD, Defending Liberty, our book that goes with it, Defending Liberty. You'll get an ACLJ membership card. You'll also qualify for our member benefit program. So a lot of great resources available to you. You'll get our email updates and all kinds of information. 877-989-2255 to join the American Center for Law and Justice. If you've had enough of this and you want to fight back, it's a great way to do it. Also, ACLJ.org for updated information.
David's calling from Oklahoma on line two. David, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hey, I got a question. Of all these groups that are suing to take Christ out of Christmas and are suing for religious freedom and because it offends people, why can't we sue them because what they're doing is offending us?
Well, you know, here's the thing. In a sense, you do sue them when you're filing cases in federal court. For instance, it's the United States government, we're backing the government up on this, is taking the case involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation to the Supreme Court of the United States. The government wants that case heard. It's going to be heard, and it's going to be huge. And it's going to stop some of these, exactly what you said, David, some of these offended observer lawsuits where someone just says, well, I'm offended, therefore censor it, and stop that nonsense. So the court has a huge opportunity to do something really, really important here. And we are aggressively working on this. I mean, I want you to know we are really moving this forward. But again, we need you to join with us to stand up to these groups. It's critically important that you do that. Again, 877-989-2255. If you want to join the American Center for Law and Justice, get that free DVD and book. We'll send it to you right away. 877-989-2255.
8255. Now, that case is at the Supreme Court of the United States involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their challenge to the faith-based office. Tomorrow, a major vote in the House of Representatives. Jordan, we're getting word that it might pass.
Yeah, and that would be great news because right now you haven't had the shift yet, and there's still the Republican majority still in the House because this is that session right before everything switches over after the Christmas season when everyone comes back in January. The toughest part about this, Dad, is that I don't think the House vote, though it will be interesting to see how the Democratic Party has reacted because they have not come out and made an official statement. Nancy Pelosi said she's not going to speak on the legislation. Remember, she'll be the majority leader coming up in January. And I think that's important to point out. There's actually a split within the pro-abortion movement groups between Planned Parenthood and NARAL. Planned Parenthood saying this legislation is wrong, this legislation is bad. But NARAL released a study just last year, Dad, in 2005, that said that these unborn babies may feel pain. And this came from NARAL saying this, may feel pain in the third trimester.
Yeah.
And of course, that's when this legislation takes effect. So you have one group that's very far to the left, NARAL, not coming out against this legislation. So the Democratic Party is letting their members choose how to vote on their own, which is good news for this legislation for the vote tomorrow.
We will keep everybody posted on this. Obviously, this is the late developing news here. We'll keep everybody posted. I'm going to be in Washington. I'll be meeting with our government affairs staff. We'll get you information. By the way, I just got an email from Frank Mannion. He's going to be on the broadcast hopefully tomorrow. He just let me know that we have beaten the Freedom From Religion Foundation twice in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, one case involving La Crosse, Wisconsin, another Marshfield, Wisconsin. So we've had a lot of cases against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we've had two recent victories there. So some good news there. Frank Mannion will give us details on that on tomorrow's broadcast.
Let's go back to the phones. June's calling from Virginia on line 4. June, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, June. Hi, June.
Hey, I have a question. I know the teachers aren't supposed to have, you know, teach, well, they can actually have, my son's had religion taught in class as history.
Sure.
But what about the government teachers? I've noticed that in the past couple of years, my son seems to be really coming home with a lot of Democratic views, and I know that his teacher now is very, very pro-Democratic. Are they supposed to be teaching, you know, one way or another, or should they?
No, they're supposed to be very objective, and they're supposed to be just teaching a variety of views. Here's the problem. It used to be that the schools were considered the marketplace of ideas, where teachers and students would discuss a variety of approaches to a variety of topics, and that included everything from the origins of mankind to political issues to war and peace. I mean, this is the way it used to be. Not anymore. You've got a politically correct mindset that's kind of engulfed the education system, and you're getting a politically correct view. And that's what you're seeing in your school, which means this, June. Who serves on your school board really matters, and you need to be involved and make sure that the right people are elected to that school board. They set the tone. They set the curriculum. They set the direction of the school. And that's why we think it's not just the president of the United States or your congressman, your senator. It's your local school board.
Let's go back to the phones. Willie's calling from California on line 6. Willie, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Hi, Willie.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great.
I would like to be, I'm just interested to know whether or not anyone has any legislation to prove atheism is actually a religion in itself.
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States has said that secularism is a form of religion because it's a particular worldview, so that there is law and there's cases out there that have talked about the fact that, you know, you can't show hostility towards religion for that very point. You don't want to establish a, quote, a government that's hostile to religious expression, but the Supreme Court has talked about secularism as a worldview, as a religion. And atheism is a religion, too. It's a religion that doesn't have a belief in a deity, but it's a worldview. It's a approach to a worldview. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is exactly that. They are an organization that's atheistic in its context. But as Jordan said at the beginning of the program, their primary emphasis, if you look at what they've got on their website and what they're selling to their members, is attacking Christianity. You don't hear him talking about any other religion. You don't see anything about Judaism on there. You don't see anything about Hindus or Buddhists or Islam, but you sure do see it about Christianity. And that's where they are leveling their attack. So it's the Freedom From the Christian Religion organization is what it should be called. But as Frank Mannion said, we beat them twice at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals recently. Frank will give us more reports on that on tomorrow's broadcast. But folks, this is exactly the reason why I want you to join with me today and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. I'm going to send you our free DVD, Defending Liberty. There's a book that goes along with it. You'll also get a free membership card, and you can say no to groups like the ACLU and Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's really easy for you to do it. Jordan's going to give you the numbers. Join with us today. Become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice.
There's two ways to join. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Call it right now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online.